Ezekiel chapter 43. Then he led me to the gate which faces east. And behold, the glory of the God of Israel came from the east, and the sound of it was like the sound of fast-flowing water. And the land lit up with his glory. And the appearance in the vision which I saw was as in the vision which I saw when I came to bring the city to ruin. And the visions were like the vision which I saw at the river Kibar. And I fell face down, and the glory of the Lord came to the house through the gate which faces east. Then the Spirit carried me and brought me to the inner courtyard, and I saw that the glory of the Lord filled the house. And I heard him speaking to me from the house while a man was standing next to me. And he said to me, Son of Adam, observe the place of my throne and the place for the soles of my feet, where I will dwell among the sons of Israel age abidingly. And the house of Israel will no longer defile my holy name, neither they nor their kings with their prostitution, nor by the corpses of their kings and their idolatrous raised sites, which they did when they put their threshold with my threshold, and their doorpost alongside my doorpost, and the wall between me and them, and they defiled my holy name with their abominations which they committed, so that I made an end of them in my anger. Now they will remove their prostitution and the corpses of their kings from me, and I will dwell in their midst age abidingly. You, son of Adam, describe the house to the house of Israel, so that they are put to shame because of their iniquities, and let them measure the layout. And when they are ashamed of everything they have done, make known to them the procedures of the house, and its layout within, and its exits, and its entrances, and all its procedures, and all its statutes, and all its procedures, and all its laws, and write them down in their sight, so that they observe all its procedures and all its statutes, and do them. This is the law of the house. On the summit of the mountain, the whole of its site all around is a holy of holies. Look, this is the law of the house. These are the dimensions of the altar in cubits, a cubit here being a cubit and a handbreadth. Now the plinth ledge is a cubit deep and a cubit in width, and its border at its edge all around is one span high. And that is the plinth of the altar. And from the plinth ledge at the bottom up to the mid-level ledge is 2 cubits, and the width is 1 cubit. And from the mid-level ledge up to the high-level ledge is 4 cubits, and the width is 1 cubit. And the hearth is 4 cubits higher, and from the hearth rising up there are 4 horns. And the hearth is 12 cubits in length by 12 cubits in width. It is square in its 4 corners. And the hearth ledge is 14 cubits long by 14 cubits wide, measured to its 4 corners, and the border around it is 0.5 cubit high, and its ledge is 1 cubit wide all around, and its steps face east. Then he said to me, Son of Adam, this is what the Lord, says. These are the statutes of the altar on the day when it is made, namely, to offer a burnt offering on it, and to sprinkle blood on it. And you will give the Levite priests, who are of the seed of Zadok, who are near to me, says the Lord, to serve me, a bull calf of the oxen as a sin offering. And you will take some of its blood, and put it on the altar's 4 horns, and on the 4 corners of the ledge, and on the rim all around, and you will offer it as a sin offering and make atonement with it. And you will take the bull which is the sin offering, and he will burn it in the appointed place of the house, outside the sanctuary. And on the 2nd day you will offer a perfect buck of the goats as a sin offering, and the priests will make the altar a sin offering, as they make the sin offering with the bull. And when you have finished offering for sin, you shall offer a perfect bull calf of the oxen, and a perfect ram from the sheep. And you will offer them before the Lord, and the priests will throw salt over them, and they will offer them as a burnt offering to the Lord. For 7 days you shall carry out the sacrifice of the goat as a sin offering each day, and they shall perform the sacrifice of a bull calf of the oxen and a ram from the sheep, both being perfect. For 7 days they shall make the altar an atonement, and cleanse it, and they shall inaugurate it. And they will see the days through, And it will come to pass on the eighth day and further that the priests will perform your burnt offerings and your peace offerings on the altar. And I will be pleased with you, says the Lord, the Lord.